Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Happy hour. Happy hour. Damn, son, where'd you find this?
This should be played at high volume, preferably in a residential area.
Listen to me, Randy. It doesn't matter what you look like on the outside, whether you're white or black or Sasquatch even. As long as you follow your dream, no matter how crazy or against the law it is. Except for Sasquatch. If you're Sasquatch, the rules are different.
Forget it, Meatwad. I'm a circus freak. That's all I'll ever be.
Whatever.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet that the other stations are tuned in to.
Oh, geez, I just didn't have the microphone on. Well, hello there. How's it going? This is Hoppy Hour. I am your host, Ryan Hoppy, hanging out with you. Leave me a voicemail. I will be sure to play it. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com.
Happy Hot Topic!
So, if you're out there and you're getting haters, people talking about you, that's a good thing. But the key to calm the storm, the key to make things relax, is you don't respond to it. But the immediate moment that you respond to the hate, and this could go with a bully in school or a coworker, the moment you let it be shown that it's bothering you, you are dead in the water. You are donezo. And let's be real here. Because I'm an honest man here on Hoppy Hour. Let's be real here. Hailey Bieber, pretty much dead in the water when it comes to dealing with haters at this point.
Leave me alone at this point. I'm minding my business. I don't do anything. I don't say anything. Leave me alone.
When you're making videos saying, leave me alone, they're going to talk about it. You know what I mean? You want to be left alone, Hailey Bieber? Don't ever go in public. You're very famous. Your husband's very famous. You're going to be famous. But it's how you deal with it. But when you're making videos saying, oh, don't bother us. Shut up.
Hailey Bieber has had enough.
Enough time has gone by where it's valid to leave me alone.
Oh man, with that tone, you're really making us nervous.
Please, guys, can you please leave me alone? Me, this pretentious valley girl? That totally wasn't a side chick. Oh yeah, with this tone, you're really afraid of her.
Time has gone by where it's valid to leave me alone.
Don't hurt me.
I beg of you, truly. That's my only request.
We're going to totally listen to it. Because when I think of internet trolls, I think of respect and going by the rules. No, they're a bunch of sociopaths.
Leave me alone. Be miserable somewhere else.
Please. Be miserable somewhere else. Maybe you should take your own advice.
Yes.
The video comes shortly.
Because then you know she read the comment section afterwards. She's acting like, oh, I'm not going to ever read anything about me ever again. But you know, she's reading every comment. Because if you're going out there making this video, you're reading every comment. And Bieber's in the other room, hanging out with Kid Leroy or whatever, doing coke.
Leave me alone. I beg of you, truly. That's my only request.
Okay.
Leave me alone.
Yeah.
Be miserable somewhere else, please.
Bieber should take his own advice.
The video comes shortly after the model responded to a rumor surrounding her marriage with Justin Bieber,
yeah,
which all started last month. A TikToker who makes predictions about celebrity relationships said this about the couple specifically.
Oh, you're going to let a TikToker bother you? Man, they won. You lost. If you're really letting a TikTok bother you about where celebrity relationships are going, like if things were wonderful and dandy in the Bieber household. I'm sorry, Bieber Baldwin. Because it's so cool to have the Baldwin last name. In that household, if things were going so well, they wouldn't even need to make a video. That's what happens when you marry the side chick and you have a business relationship.
I feel like this month we may actually find out there's trouble in paradise with Justin Bieber and his wife Hailey Biebs. I feel like things may be on the rocks.
And think about this person that's on TikTok. Her name is, let me see here, but it's a great username. Oh, the Blonde Rebel. Whoa. Oh, she talks about other people because she's miserable. I feel like she's just getting all excited. Think about that. You literally were able to manifest Hailey Bieber coming after you.
Hailey's response, LMFAO.
That's about it.
But it seems like the former Drop the Mic host is the topic of rumors lately.
Oh, you got to let us know that she was the host that dropped the mic, because we were all fans of when she was dropping the mic.
Just last week, Justin and Hailey stepped out at the Grammy Awards, both looking stunning as ever.
Oh, they posed on the red carpet. That means we know everything about how their relationship's going. Oh, when you smile on the red carpet for 2 seconds.
Even sharing some PDA on the carpet.
Yeah, kiss her, bro. First time he kissed her in a month.
But it's her attire that caught people's eye. As
yeah, she's dressed up like someone that's on a red carpet. Whoa!
Hailey wore a loose cream Saint Laurent strapless gown. It prompted fans to question if the model was hiding a baby bump.
I hope they don't produce any kids.
But she quickly shut it down, commenting on an Instagram post about the fan speculation, writing, "I'm not pregnant. Leave me alone."
You know how you would shut it down? By not responding and just letting time happen. Because either way, if you're pregnant and you would get an abortion, the kid wouldn't come out in 9 months. Or if you're pregnant, the kid comes out in 9 months. You know what I mean? Like, that's how you shut things down. Either you don't have it because it doesn't exist, or you get the abortion and the pregnancy rumors are true, or you're not pregnant at all. You know what I mean? She's like, "I'm shutting down the haters." No, you're giving them fuel. If you really want to shut them down, just don't respond. It's that simple.
And it seems the buildup of Hailey's frustrations has eventually led to this.
And that's a pretty that's pretty simple advice. So you would think she would take it, you know? I mean, it's not very hard to comprehend. Oh, she's a real scholar. Those two idiots living together. Oh, I'm sure Bieber and Baldwin, they have really deep conversations there. That household, full of philosophy and intelligence.
"Not pregnant. Leave me alone." And it seems the buildup of Hailey's frustrations has eventually led to this.
"Leave me alone."
All right. We already heard that. But all day long, she's just talking and talking. And then Bieber's like, "Can I get a word in?" And she's like, "Yes." And he's like, "I don't know. Why am I here?" I just feel like their marriage is a joke. Celebrity reporting needs to be a little more honest about the like timetable of when relationships happen. Like, for example, Tom Brady 15 years ago was with who's the girl from Blue Bloods? That awful show. Every episode's the same. Bridget Moynihan. Tom Brady has the kid with Bridget Moynihan. She's pregnant. And then all of a sudden he's with Giselle. Oh, I'm sure he waited until he's officially broken up with Bridget Moynihan. It's a thing we don't really talk about. Or Miley Cyrus and Caitlyn Carter when she cheated on Liam with Caitlyn Carter. But if Liam would have cheated, people would have actually reported it as cheating. But because she's the female artist, you can't say that she's cheating. She officially waited until she was broken up from Liam to start going down on Caitlyn. So it's the same timing here with Hailey and Bieber. It's like, I'm sure Hailey and Bieber began officially dating right after he broke up with Selena. There was no crossing over at all. 856-49-HOPPY. 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me. At Ryan Hoppy Radio.
Please don't be offended. He's sorry in advance.
Here's Kim Kardashian on her first kiss with Pete Davidson and his BDE.
"When we kissed, I was just like,
was like, woo, I didn't expect this goofy kid to have a lot of tongue.
Kim Kardashian dishes on her first kiss with Pete Davidson and his BDE. Yeah, more on that in just a second.
Okay.
It's really lit and fun and crazy.
Yeah.
The 41-year-old reality star and the 28-year-old comedian first started dating after she hosted Saturday Night Live back in October.
And I've said this 100 times, but I'll say it for the 101st time. The SNL skit where she's Prince Jasmine and you can see her cleavage like no other, which like when you see her cleavage, it's like, I've seen it. You know what I mean? Like when you see like Jennifer Lawrence's cleavage, or wait, we actually saw that in The Fappening. I can't think of someone that I haven't seen naked because all the celebrity nudes were leaked and I totally didn't look at that in 2014. What I'm saying is when Kim Kardashian was wearing that Prince Jasmine outfit and was showing all the cleavage and her and Pete Davidson had that kiss, I was like, oh yeah, they're banging. It's not the only place where Miles has been. Same with Pete.
Where the two made headlines for puckering up in this Aladdin sketch.
You just the way you are. Now, are you gonna kiss me or not?
I sure am, Jasmine.
Yeah.
Well, the KKW beauty founder recently revealed that that was their first kiss.
Oh, I'm sure it was. You know, during the whole moment, Peach just really turned on. He's like, this is my moment. Because the kiss was a good kiss. Like, it seemed like a more legitimate moment of intimacy than anything on a show like Power or Sopranos where you see banging or Euphoria. Like, it all seems like two actors just acting that they're having sex. But when you see the Prince Jasmine and Aladdin skit, you could tell that she was going to bang him.
Kim, is this the first time you kiss Pete?
Yes, that is.
It is.
Jimmy Kimmel. I'm a feminist now. Look up The Man Show and shut up.
And in a new chat with Amanda Hirsch on Dear Media's Not Skinny But Not Fat podcast, Kim...
That's my life. Not skinny but not fat. That's a creative name for a podcast. I'm sure they talk about all the issues.
Amanda Hirsch on Dear Media's Not Skinny But Not Fat podcast, Kim goes into detail about that first kiss,
yeah,
revealing it gave her a little zing.
When we kissed, I was just like,
Really?
But
like a stage kiss?
Yeah, it was a stage kiss, but it was like still like a little zing.
Yeah, I love a zing. I don't know what that means. 856-49-HAPPY.
You know, it wasn't anything like a super crazy feeling.
And
later on, that was a super crazy feeling.
Kim adds that smooch with Pete was the first time she kissed someone who isn't her ex, Kanye West.
That was the moment. It was the first time she kissed somebody since Kanye West. And you know he is an awful lover. I'm sure he is the... And I'm not just saying this for shock factor. Not only would Kanye West be the worst lover of all time when it comes to a celebrity or rapper... Out of everybody who has ever been alive on planet Earth for however long this planet has been around exactly, and for however long it will be until it explodes in 5,000 years, there will never be a worse lover. Not just, you know, human beings hooking up, animals hooking up, whatever. Out of anything that can reproduce, there will never be a worse lover than Kanye West. He just seems like he lays there. He just seems like a lazy lover. So, you know, when you got Pete Davidson, who's known for his BDE, and he's known for his badass personality, you know that turned on Kim immediately.
In a decade, and she wasn't sure if the spark she felt with Pete was just in her head.
No, it was later when you gave him head.
Happy hour.
Happy hour will be right back.
Oh yeah, who should I follow up with that? This following segment's been brought to you by WestchasePrinting.com. WestChase Printing on Instagram and Twitter. DJ Tone Tampa on Instagram and Twitter. The best printing company in all the Bay Area. Posters, business cards, yard signs, whatever the hell you need printed up, banners, they will hook you up. And if you had gone to West Chase Printing and you hadn't even heard this live read, they were going to hook you up anyway, because that's what Tone does. He hooks up everybody. But here's the thing. When you say that you heard about it on Happy Hour, oh man, you're going to get quite the deal. For all the info, WestChaseprinting.com.
Happy Hour. Happy Hour.
To alcohol, the cause of and solution to all of life's problems.
Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Oh yeah, welcome back to Hoppy Hour.
I was just like, hmm. And then I was like, wow, I really haven't kissed anyone else in 10 years. So maybe I'm just like being stupid and it's just nothing. And then
that's not possible. A Kardashian being stupid, that's never happened.
And a few days later, I was like, hmm, there is some BDE action.
Yeah.
So if you don't know what BDE is,
big dick energy. I want to hear how they explain it.
Let us help you out. BDE is an acronym for big energy.
Oh, wow. They actually went through and pretty much said it. I was thinking they're going to be like, kids, Google it right now.
If you have confidence but aren't cocky, that's BDE.
Yep.
Of course, the SNL star's rumored BDE has been a thing since his 2018 split from his ex, Ariana Grande, who referenced Pete in her music video for Thank You Next.
All right, I got to skip over this because of copyright laws. Also, you know how like Pete Davidson and I guess MGK are like the definition of BDE? You know who is the polar opposite? So like Pete Davidson is the poster boy for BDE. You know who is the poster boy for SDE? Small dick energy? Ben Shapiro. I don't think I can think of anybody else who would be more flaccid even if you turned him on.
I am the authority.
They made their Love Insta official last month. And while the King of Staten Island star didn't film with Kim for season one of The Kardashians, Kim recently told Variety she's not opposed and she will open up about all the juicy details of their romance.
Sure, they're juicy.
This is a relationship that I don't think anybody saw coming.
Yeah, Chris is like, go back to somebody who actually does things, you know, publicly. Like, do you actually notice that the Kardashians lately have kind of been dating people that are low-key? Kim Kardashian's dating Pete Davidson. Kendall Jenner's dating Devin Booker. They're low-key. Like, and they're the most successful ones. I know Kylie's successful, but ooh, having two kids with Travis Scott. Oh, you're a real winner in life. What I'm saying is, you look at Chloe, she's a mess. You look at Courtney, whatever, she's overcompensating with Travis. And you look at Kylie, and she's a mess. But then you look at Kendall, and you look at Kim, and we don't really know them in real life, but it seems like things are together. And you know that's pissing off Kris Kardashian. She wants them to just be an absolute mess.
Who are you texting, Kim? Does his name rhyme with feet?
And oh, shut up, Kris. You are the director of the worst porn ever. You have no room to talk.
Anybody saw it coming.
We know she can perform better. I mean, there's a potential that she probably maybe doesn't, but I don't believe it. But that tape does her a no service.
Who are you texting, Kim? Does his name rhyme with feet?
Nobody's into them.
And when E.T. sat down with the Skims founder and her famous family to chat about their new Hulu series, yeah, she couldn't help but gush about her man.
Ah, gosh.
What do you love about him? What's your favorite thing about him?
He's just super genuine.
Yeah. Unlike the father of your 90 kids. 856-49-HOPPY.
Wow! Hoppy Hot Topic! He never holds back, and he speaks his mind. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour.
So I noticed this trend that people that are actually full of credibility and talent did not defend Will Smith, but I noticed that everybody who's known to be Will Smith's friend, and the first example was Gail King being bitched out. Finally, she got bitched out. I'm sick of her. Just fall in love and marry Oprah. We already know you two are together. But what I'm saying is Gail King finally had an embarrassing moment when Jim Carrey won that discussion about Will Smith. So you had Gail King defending Will Smith. Ooh, what a surprise. And then you have DJ Jazzy Jeff defending Will Smith. Whoa, someone's best friend is going to defend him? Whoa.
DJ Jazzy Jeff is defending Will Smith. DJ Jazzy Jeff spoke out last Thursday at the Closed Sessions Legend Conversation, where he spoke about the slap heard round the world at this year's Oscars.
Yeah.
When his former Fresh Prince of Bel-Air co-star slapped Chris Rock on stage, saying he thinks Will had a, quote, lapse in judgment.
You know what's a lapse in judgment? Going 85 down a road that's 55 miles per hour. Embarrassing yourself and coming off like a scumbag deadbeat leech in front of the whole world. Well, not really, because no one watched the Academy Awards. But in front of the people that watched it online, that's the way to say it. Like, who the hell watched it live? All 12 million of you. Whoa! What I'm saying is you literally have Will Smith embarrassing himself in front of the whole world. That's not a lapse in judgment. That's being a dirtbag in a loveless marriage and a slight sociopath.
I think the thing that I've realized is I don't know too many people that has had the least amount of lapse of judgment than him. I can name 50 times that he should have smacked the shit out of somebody and he didn't.
Oh, wow. He didn't punch people in the past? Let's give him a round of applause. Will Smith was acting like a normal person? Whoa. You deserve all the trophies.
So for him to have a lapse in judgment, he's human.
Yeah, he's really human.
And I think a lot of the criticism comes from the people who don't think people like that are human.
No, it's because it's entitlement that you can just go up and punch somebody. Now, if it was an incident outside of a nightclub, yeah. But to walk up and then punch somebody at an award show, you're a scumbag. If this was Kanye West, we'd be crucifying him. But oh, it's Will Smith. Oh, shut up.
He said in a clip shared on Instagram.
Yeah.
Following the incident, Will Smith resigned from the Academy.
Oh no, our lives were affected.
And after deliberating, the Academy announced on April 8th that the King Richard star will be required to take a decade-long hiatus from the Oscars.
That sounds like an achievement. It sounds like a reward, not having to go to the Oscars for 10 years.
And has been banned from attending any of their events, in person or virtual, for those 10 years.
Oh no! Why don't you punish him harder? Make him sleep next to Jada.
In a statement to Access Hollywood, the actor said, "I accept and respect the Academy's decision."
No, you don't.
In their statement announcing the decision, the Academy said that the Oscars was supposed to be a celebration of this year's work in film.
Oh yeah, all the movies that everybody saw at the Oscars, right?
But that it was, quote, overshadowed by the unacceptable and harmful behavior we saw Mr. Smith exhibit on stage.
I mean, tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. Call me 856-49-HOPPY. That's 856-494-6773. And email me ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. Has there ever been a moment in time that was as unique and as entertaining in a way as Will Smith punching Chris Rock at the Academy Awards? What I'm saying is, when was the last time the Academy Awards went viral? Oh, wow. A pretentious liberal asshole told us that climate change is bad. I mean, no one cares anymore.
The statement also included an apology from the organization, which read, "During our telecast, we did not adequately address the situation in the room."
Yeah, because you guys like the attention. It's easy now that it's over with to act like the good person. You didn't kick him out. You didn't do anything. Shut up.
For that.
It's like robbing a bank and then being the getaway driver and driving the dude home. And being the, and then the next day you're being interrogated by the cops and you're like, "Sorry, I didn't mean to be the getaway driver. My bad.
Yes, we are sorry. This was an opportunity for us to set an example for our guests, viewers, and our Academy family around the world."
You know when I have heard a more genuine moment of being sorry? You know when I've heard a moment that was more sincere than this abomination of an apology? Was this moment of the BP oil spill episode of South Park.
Hello, I'm Tony Hayward, President and CEO of BP. Our accidental drilling spill again in the Gulf is a tragedy that should have never happened. And to all those affected, I want to say, we are deeply sorry. We're sorry. We're sorry.
The Academy could learn something from this.
We're sorry. Sorry. We're sorry. We're sorry. Sorry.
Got it.
We're sorry.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy hour will be right back.
Oh, yeah. This following segment is brought to you by the best workout trainer in all of the Bay Area, Devin Prasad at FitSageFitness.com. Fit_Sage_Fitness on Instagram. When I tell you that he is the best in the Bay, I'm a man of my words. You can do virtual workouts if you don't live in the Bay Area. For all the info on the best around, Devin Prasad, the son of Tampa Bay legend Danny Prasad. For all the info on Devin, it's at FitSageFitness.com.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY.
B-E-N-D-E-R. Bender. B-E-N-D-E-R. Bender. Saying B.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Oh, yeah. 856-49-HOPPY. 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. ryanhoppyradio.com has all the info on everything going on in the world of Ryan Hoppy. You can listen on Stitcher, Spreaker, Mixcloud, TuneIn, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Deezer, Mixcloud, Odyssey, Amazon Music. I think I said them all by searching Hoppy Radio, H-O-P-P-E Radio. I record this show for the hardworking average Joe and Jane that grind in life. I don't care if you live in a Midwest city where you get a lot of snow or you live in Florida as a welder. You can always listen and spread the word. So I'm deathly, no pun intended, afraid of dying. I don't really believe in anything. I grew up Roman Catholic. It was awful. I wish, and my mom's listening, she's going to be all offended. I'm having a hard time saying she's going to be all offended because I'm nervous about how offended she's going to be, but I'm going to get to my point. What I'm saying to you is I had to go to church every Sunday for 18 years, and I would love to have that time back. I would love all the time I went to church to be my afterlife. Like, it could be limited, but the, like, 5 years, give me five more years. What I'm saying is I don't know what to believe in. I don't really believe in anything. All the research you hear from scientists about how there's nothing is kind of creepy and depressing. But man, you go through those moments in life where you go through 2 months and you're like, oh, I'm going to live forever. And then someone like Gilbert Gottfried dies and you're like, oh man. And I met Gilbert Gottfried, and nice guy, very reserved. Like, if there was ever a polar opposite, and I truly am saying this, if there was ever a polar opposite to the way a public figure portrayed themselves, it would be him. He was very quiet, very, I wouldn't say antisocial, just very, very kind in a quiet way. Like, he wasn't going around. It was all an act. He was a nice guy. It's kind of sad. Because you think about it, we're all going to die. We all shit. We all came out of a vagina. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're all the same person. So what I'm saying is he has 2 kids, one that's like the oldest is 14 and now don't have a father for the rest of their lives. That's damaging. I've been through it. It ain't a fun time. I wouldn't recommend it to any of my enemies besides one that has a terrible morning show. But anyway, what I'm saying is this. I'm also hearing people going, oh, whoa, can people just quit dying? We're all going to die. I'm sorry. It sucks. It's creepy. It bothers me. I'm so empathetic. It just kills me inside. No pun intended. But here's the thing. And this has been a trend in social media for the past probably 7 years. Probably since 2016. It was David Bowie, Prince, Carrie Fisher, George Michael all died in 2016. It's 2016 Facebook posts were, oh, 2016 is the worst year of all time. I hate 2016. I hate 2016. Then 2017 happens. 2017 is the worst. And then 2018, 2019, 2020 happens. Nothing can be worse than 2020. Then 2021 happens. And then every year sucks. We didn't sign up to be here. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? And then the worst part is this. Here's the worst part is that it's how you view things. If you talk to a 7-year-old, they're going to think this life is amazing at all times. You know what I mean? Unless they have a bad upbringing, they're going to be happy. They're kids. So maybe everything is the same. Like, I feel like people that are growing up and going to elementary school and middle school and high school in the 2020s, which makes me feel old saying, they're not going to find it as traumatic as us. Like, think about how traumatic 2008 and 7 was with the economy crashing and all the suicides and people that lost their jobs. But now people are like, bring back 2008. You are out of your mind if you miss 2016. Were the problems not as bad as our current day? Yes, but everybody hated it. But now I go on TikTok, oh, it's a year of Pokemon Go. Okay, that was one thing. A lot of... Then I'm hearing people feel nostalgic for the quarantine. Oh, I'm bored in the house by Tyga on TikTok. I miss all the challenges. Yeah, you miss the entertainment, but not the actual thing. My God, as human beings, we live in the past and it's ridiculous.
Comedian Gilbert Gottfried has passed away at age 67.
Very young.
His family announced the sad news on Twitter on Tuesday, writing that he died after a, quote, long illness. We are heartbroken to announce the passing of our beloved Gilbert Gottfried after a long illness. In addition to being the most iconic voice in comedy, Gilbert was a wonderful husband, brother, friend, and father to his two young children, the post reads in part. Gottfried's longtime friend and publicist Glenn Schwartz also confirmed the sad news to Access Hollywood.
It's also sad to think that, like, his brand of humor, man, those classic roasts from the 2000s and that vulgar humor. I remember when YouTube first came out, I would just look up the roast and he would have me crying laughing. I mean, all right. 1 second. 85649 Hoppy. I could play more of this news clip, but I want to celebrate the life of Gilbert Gottfried. Let's listen to a little bit.
Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you can hear the sound of my voice. David Hasselhoff is running on the beach in slow motion. What an asshole! I'll never forget that sight.
Yeah, none of this was happening in the hallways of Cox Media Group on a Mike Calta show in like October 2015. He was a very kind, quiet man. He was not going, oh my God, you're tall and awkward. That's for the radio shows.
Because I haven't been able to open my eyes since. God bless you all. Don't use drugs. Jane Lynch. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you can hear the sound of my voice. This microphone is covered by the thick layer of pubic hairs that shot from between Jane's teeth.
Oh, man.
During each commercial break, the producers wipe away the pelt of saliva-coated pubes that accumulate upon the mic.
Crazy, this guy's dead. Too funny.
And each time Jane returns to the stage, she once again sprays a carpet of microphone and the front row of the nauseated audience members.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy hour will be right back.
Oh, yeah. This following segment is brought to you by quadpod.com, QODPOD.com/Ryan Hoppy Radio. When I tell you that he is the... I just got my... Okay. Yee-ha-ha, the funny farmer, life is beautiful all the time. You know that crazy song? That's my brain right now. I just messed up two live reads. I combined it. Let's do the rewind, even though kids don't know what a rewind is, but let me do the rewind sound effect. Oh, it doesn't even want to load. Oh, this bit's going great. This is my brain all day. I'm almost creative and I'm almost there. Take two. This following segment's been brought to you by the best podcasting network out there, QODPOD.com, Quad Pod, home to Happy Hour. Trust me, I wouldn't lie to you.
Happy Hour. Happy Hour.
Audible.com presents 50 Shades of Grey, the erotic best-selling novel read by Gilbert Gottfried.
My inner goddess has stopped dancing and is staring too, open-mouthed and drooling slightly.
Hear it the way it was meant to be heard.
Keep still, he orders, and slowly he inserts his thumb inside me, rotating it around and around, stroking the front wall of my vagina. No fisting, you say. Anything else you object to? I agree to the fisting, but I'd really like to claim your ass.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Watch out. Hoppy is about to rant.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Oh yeah. 856-49-HOPPY. 856-494-6773. You know, always leave me a voicemail. You tweeted me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. You can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. So lately, I've been really wanting voicemails, but I'm not getting them. Our listens are at an all-time high, I tell you. But I'm not getting any phone calls. So we're going to put it out there that I'm going to get 29 million voicemails a day. And you know how we're going to do that? We're going to take in the moment of one of the greatest songs of all time. Oh, this song, man, really gets you in the mood to call my podcast. This is an old bit from 2019. Yeah. What up?
Ring, 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 banana phone.
856-49-HOPPY.
Ring, 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 ring.
856-494-6773.
I've got this feeling.
And I'll play your voice on air.
Appealing.
It is appealing.
For us to get together and sing, sing. Ring, 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 banana phone.
Oh, yeah. We're having a good time here. Rihanna's pregnant.
Baby, are you ready? Because Rihanna having her baby is getting close. The 34-year-old singer recently opened up about her pregnancy, her love, and if fans will finally get new music.
Yes, that is. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. She didn't just say that.
About her pregnancy, her love, and if fans will finally get new music.
Oh, if fans will finally get music. I thought she was saying fans will finally get... They tease you, man.
For Vogue's May 2022 issue.
These celebrity news reporters, man, they tease you.
Rihanna started off by sharing what the early part of her relationship with rapper A$AP Rocky looked like.
and why it took some time to get to the place they're in now. People don't get out of the friend zone very easily with me. And I certainly took a while to get over how much I know him and how much he knows me.
Yeah, you've heard that he bangs everybody and he had his first orgy at age 13. Yeah, I'd be a little wary too about locking him down.
Because we also know how much trouble we can land each other in. She also believes that nobody can tell her the route to take as she becomes a mom, saying, "I always thought it would be marriage first, then a baby. But who the fuck says it has to be that
way?" Wow, they're getting spicy at Access Hollywood. That was the first time I've ever heard it uncensored. They forgot the... I hope this doesn't go on TV. They forgot the beep.
Would be marriage first, then a baby. But who the fuck says it has to be that way?
She said it with a lot of emphasis. So she wants this to be her last day?
I'm certainly not going to let that get in the way of me being a mom. The Fenty mogul went on to reveal that the couple were not really planning on having a baby.
Yeah, I just think he didn't really want to pull out. He's like, whatever. I'm going to lock down this billionaire.
But they were.
I've behaved enough. Time to mess up a little bit.
We're here for it if it did happen. Saying, planning? I wouldn't say planning, but certainly not planning against it. I don't know when I ovulate or any of that type of shit.
Okay. Wow. She just said shit. I mean, wow. Man, I'm going to have to check these news clips before I play them next time Hoppy Hour's on air. Oh, my Lord. They're naughty today. She probably just got her pay decreased. Like, she probably was like, not Rihanna, the celebrity news reporter. They're like, we're going to only pay you 50 an hour, not 100 or whatever they're making. I'm sure it's not that. And she's like, okay, I don't care anymore. Because I have never heard it uncensored on Access. I'm getting aroused. This is entertaining. That entertaining.
Or any of that type of shit. We just had fun. And then it was just there on the test. I didn't waste any time. I called him inside and showed him. Then I was in the doctor's office the next morning and our journey began.
Here's the thing. I never feel bad for people that are a little reckless during sex. And then the pregnancy happens and then it's like, oh, I don't want to take any accountability. Like, you know, because like Rihanna's like saying, I didn't know when I am supposed to ovulate or any of that shit. So you're just kind of going 100 miles down to Howard Franklin with your eyes closed, hoping to not get into a car crash. Like, there's literally apps and ways you can keep track of that. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just saying. My girlfriend says she doesn't know when she ovulates. Oh, that's good. No, don't worry. Methods are happening here. What I'm saying is, you were trying to manifest getting pregnant. You know what I mean, Rihanna? I don't know what any of that was supposed to happen. Oh, goody, goody gumdrops.
She also shared that there was no chance people would be spotting her in the maternity section at the mall.
Yeah, Rihanna's not going to the maternity section at the mall? Even everyday average Joe and James don't go to the mall. Why would Rihanna go?
When I found out I was pregnant, I thought to myself, there's no way I'm going to go shopping in no maternity aisle.
You're not.
I'm sorry. It's too much fun to get dressed up. I'm not going to let that part disappear because my body is changing.
Pretentious.
She completed the interview by giving a little teaser into what her next long-awaited album is going to be like.
It's been like 10 years.
Saying, I'm looking at my next project completely different from the way I had wanted to put it out before. I think this way suits me better.
By just not putting it out and saying you're going to put it out for attention?
A lot better. It's authentic, it'll be fun for me, and it takes a lot of the pressure off.
Oh, so it's all going to be like remixed music.
The icon is truly conquering maternity.
It's time to change the diaper, hyper, hey.
Maternity glam at a Fenty Universe event in Los Angeles back.
If it's poopy diapers that you want, come and take a walk with me.
In February, the mom-to-be shared with Access Hollywood how she's been embracing the
I don't care anymore. 856-49-HOPPY. If I'm bored, I know my audience is bored. Rihanna's having a kid. Whoa. This next headline. I'm not the biggest fan of the post office. Why? Because they're a bunch of lazy assholes that complain about their pay and the fact that they have to work. Well, then don't work then. Live off the government for your $10,000, you bum.
Weather may not stop the Postal Service, but a man...
No, Weather doesn't stop the postal service. They stop themselves by not working.
Weather may not stop the postal service, but a man with a golf club might. The residents of this Santa Monica, California block are no longer getting mail delivery.
Sounds like us.
Last letter these neighbors received was from the postal service itself.
That's the worst thing, is we have the same thing here. When like somebody, some drunk asshole damages the mailbox, and then the fucking post office and the fucking apartment are like putting you in the middle. It's like a divorce of two parents. Oh, we don't want to take accountability for it. So you're just not going to get your mail. Oh, you're a bunch of fucking leeches. You're a bunch of fucking bums, bunch of fucking scumbags. Tired of this. I'm underpaid, but I do my job because I'm getting paid. If I wanted a better job, I don't know how to find one, but you know what I'm saying? I hate when people are underpaid, so that means I'm not going to do my job. No, go be homeless then, you scumbags.
Explaining why they won't be seeing a carrier. Multiple carriers have been subjected to assaults and threats of assault from an individual who has not been located or apprehended, the letter reads in part.
Oh, please protect the mailmen that work so hard.
I mean, you hear that.
This could make them work a little harder.
The post office, rain, sleet, snow, right? They're supposed to bring you your mail no matter what.
I agree, Danielle.
And for them to stop mail just made me feel really unsafe.
Makes me feel unsafe too.
The post office says there have been 3 assaults on mail carriers in this area.
There's been 3 assaults, so that means you're never going to get your mail because of one crazy person. Oh my God.
Though the Santa Monica police say only one of those assaults has been reported to authorities.
Because everybody's given up. Because we're going through this. There's nothing more defeating than when you go to the post office and they don't give a flying fuck, and then your apartment's like, well, it's the post office's fault. And the post office is like, it's the apartment's fault. Of course you're not going to call the cops. You don't care anymore. You're defeated.
According to residents, the alleged attacker is well known in the area for...
The alleged attacker. Then what was it that demolished the mailboxes? The economy? The alleged... I hate the word alleged. I don't even know how to use it.
His outbursts.
Allegedly.
He walks around with a golf club over his back. It's a wood. And he carries it around, and it's very threatening to people.
Oh, wow. Sounds like a normal day in California.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy hour will be right back.
California's so cool, the way that everything's overpriced and there's homeless people everywhere and there's literally pieces of shit in San Francisco. Oh, you guys are so cool. This following segment been brought to you by ZRadioLive.com. ZRadio Live is the best around. No one's going to keep them down. Every Thursday at 5 p.m. East Coast time, 4 p.m. Central, search up ZRadio Live on Odyssey and TuneIn to listen to...
Happy hour.
Okay, let's see what we have here. Mayor?
Michael? Rick-a-tick-a-tick-tock, tick-tock-tock. Ring! Ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding. Rick-a-dick, Rick, Rick-a-dick, Rick. Ring-a-ding-a-ding-ding-dong. Rim, 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 rim.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
So I was going through my tapes. I used to tape the B96 After Party back in 06 through like 08. I was like the last millennial to use a cassette player. And for anybody listening in Chicago, I've played this before, but I want to play it again.
What? You're celebrating the new year? Grand Poobah, you're still celebrating? Oh, with incredible deals on every new 06 and 07 Mitsubishi, including the all-new 07 Outlander. That's outselling, outpricing, outseating, out everything the competition. Plus, there's 0% financing on new 06 and 07 Mitsubishi, or cashback from $1,000 to $6,000 to qualified buyers. That is something to toot your horn about. Max Madsen, you might be mad in bed, but you're not crazy.
He's bad, but you'll be glad when you meet Max Madsen. He's mad.
What is he? He's back. Tell me about it.
Max Madsen.
Max Madsen Mitsubishi in Downers Grove Countryside and Aurora. Shop online at maxmadsen.com. Mitsubishi Motors, driven to thrill.
Happy Hot.
That transition was almost perfect, but then I messed it up. Speaking of things that are messed up, Kmart closed.
It's the end of the road for this Kmart in New Jersey.
I feel like the only place Kmart would do well is in New Jersey. I feel like New Jersey is like very much in 2004. Hey, where's my next telephone?
It's the end of the road for this Kmart in New Jersey that will close permanently this week. Afterward, only three Kmarts will remain in the United States.
So, there were a lot of Kmarts in Chicago, and they all were empty. And there was nothing creepier at night than driving down the road and being in the back seat. Or even if I was in the front seat of my mom or dad's car, and you drive by that empty like parking lot that none of the snow has been plowed because there's no reason to plow a parking lot that's empty. And it was like the Kmart that closed in 2004. Because people listening in Florida do not know about this thing called an empty lot, about a thing called an empty store. Unless you unfortunately live in one of those food deserts where all the politicians are like, we care about you, but then they can't get a grocery shop in some of the bad neighborhoods that deserve empty lots. But besides that, a place closes, like let's say the business on 4th, and then all of a sudden, like every business on 4th in St. Pete, it closes. 2 weeks later, there's a new place. There's a new franchise. In Illinois, a building can literally be closed for 15 years. And that was every Kmart.
In New Jersey, New York, and Florida.
There are only a handful of these stores left, and I suspect within months, the whole enterprise will disappear.
Handful? Three's not a handful, it's a couple.
Completely.
Everything is up for grabs for a reduced price. Even the mannequins, cash machines, and exit signs.
I don't know. I remember Kmart well enough because I was born in 93. And like, it just wasn't Target. It wasn't as well lit. It was like, it had like the setup of like a fancier Big Lots. Like it was okay, but it just wasn't Target. Target's got a vibe to it. Which by the way, I saw this tweet that went viral today. It said, it had like 100,000 likes. And it said, why does it feel like Walmart sounds like a playground, but Target is dead quiet? And I thought that was pretty accurate. I've been to some quiet Walmarts, but man, I've never been to a loud Target. Unless I'm getting dumped.
It's just sad. This used to...
You're never going to make a radio! And your friend Mike Calta doesn't care about you!
You're just projecting, bitch.
Sad. This used to be a real part of America. Americana.
When was Kmart a part of a... Again, living in the past. Back in 1994, when season 2 of Friends was on, Kmart was a big deal.
And it's gone away. I find it sad. The people that are losing their jobs. I find it sad.
Yeah, it is sad, but if you were working at... Like, listen. This is going to sound a little harsh, a little insensitive. But, like, if you're working at Macy's or JCPenney or Kmart... And even Toys R Us in the end. If you're working at a place that's not doing that good in business, I feel bad that you lost your job, but it wasn't like a surprise. You know what I mean?
Kmart once employed over 300,000 people in its 2,440 stores. But mismanagement, falling sales, changes in shopping habits, and competitors like Walmart and Target became too much to handle.
So somebody in my family was one of the head honchos in for the company of Sears, which also is gone. And I'm not going to say what gender it is because I don't even want you guys, you creepy listeners, to figure out which relative it is because it's incredibly easy to find info online. But the person in my family that worked for Sears dealt with the head honchos at Kmart when Sears bought out Kmart in like 05, 06. And they made all the Kmarts something called Sears Essential, which I think was only in Illinois. I think it was nationwide. But there's only like two articles about it. And it's from like the AP. And it's like Sears buys out Kmart and becomes Sears Essential. Like there's like nothing online. There's no commercials, nothing on YouTube about Sears Essential. But Sears Essential was when Sears bought out Kmart, and my family member told me that Kmart was just a bunch of idiots.
Kmart is a victim of serial incompetence.
I thought you were going to say they were, I was going to make a serial joke about them being out of Captain Crunch, but that would not have been funny.
Regard to its historic.
I don't care. This guy is like, the historic moment of a store that was hemorrhaging money for the last two decades. There is nothing worse than people that are obsessed with the 90s. Then did the amount of time between 1992 to 2022 is 1992 to 1962. Get over it. It's like, remember when NBC had whatever their thing was, the lineup on Thursdays with the best comedy with Friends and Seinfeld? That was a good thing they had going then. God, stop living in the past. It's gone. When all you people are dying and your life is flashing before your eyes, your memories are going to be literally you thinking about the 90s.
Among terrified passengers on board.
Everybody's thinking about the 90s. Blah, blah, blah. 30 years ago. Get over it. Speaking of something from almost 30 years ago, even though it's more like 20, remember when American Idol was a big deal? Like, American Idol is on TV, and I don't think anybody's a fan of American Idol. If you're watching American Idol, it's because you can't afford any streaming package, because there is never a reason to watch American Idol. When you hear about how rigged it was, the only person I ever voted for was Chicken Little in 2006, Kevin Kovias, and I became Facebook friends with him. I think he unfriended me. But American Idol back in the day, it was only good in like the beginning, in like January and February, when they would make fun of people. But then when it was time to sing, I mean, David Archuleta was good. Kelly Clarkson was good, and then she became a pretentious asshole. Clay Aiken was cool, and then he became a pretentious asshole. You see a trend? I wonder what that guy with the gray hair is up to now, blending in with everybody his age and now has gray hair. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
Kennedy Anderson. I'm 17, and I'm from Crozet, Virginia.
Think about that. This 17-year-old that was on this new version of American Idol, she was zero. She was negative one when Kelly Clarkson won American Idol or whoever won that year. Think about that.
I'm Kennedy Anderson. I'm 17 and I'm from Crozet, Virginia.
American Idol contestant Kennedy Anderson makes a shocking exit from the reality singing competition.
All right, I gotta skip over to singing. I'm sure it's licensed. But she's gonna go on for a big career.
The 18-year-old singer announced her
Wait, is she 18 or 17? You just said she was 17. Now you're saying she's 18. Did she, like, by the end of this video, go from turning 17 to 18? Like, were you editing this at 11:55 at night and it was midnight? It's like, no, she's 18!
The 18-year-old singer announced her decision to leave on Monday, writing on Instagram, quote, "For personal reasons, I'm unable to continue on American Idol. This has been one of the hardest decisions I've ever had to make, but I know it's necessary."
No, please don't leave.
While the musician didn't go into detail, she did say she's grateful to AI, the judges, the producers, the contestants, and all the fans who supported her.
I've never heard of American Idol being referred to as AI. The only time I ever heard slang words for American Idol, it was last night on Idol. And how dare this reporter call American Idol AI? The two letters, the acronyms AI only goes with Allen Iverson. There's nobody else that is allowed to say AI. When have you ever heard, even 15 years ago, you're listening to a radio show, last night on AI, Chris Daughtry last night on AI had a really good performance. No. How dare you disrespect Allen Iverson?
Even though his legacy is kind of disrespected by all the bad choices he made.
But you know what I'm saying. I have to skip over this because she's singing like anybody else you can hear in LA. But because she's blonde, she's on TV.
A rep from Fremantle, the production company behind Idol, released a statement to ET.
We're happy we're finally in the news.
Explaining, quote, "We are disappointed to see Kennedy leave."
No, not Kennedy.
"But we are excited to watch this celebratory 20th season unfold with the incredible talent vying to be the next American Idol."
That is them using this moment to talk about this girl quitting for personal reasons to promote themselves. "We are disappointed to see her leave. But watch us every Wednesday." How do you even watch it?
20 years ago, I was touring around the world and someone said to me, "This American Idol, what is it all about?" And I said, "I don't know."
And 20 years ago, Lionel Richie, you were the same deadbeat you are today.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
I'm sure Lionel Richie is father of the year. That's who I want to have as my father. Lionel Richie. Because everything turned out so well for Nicole, she didn't go through any of her problems.
Happy Hour will be right back.
This following segment was brought to you by Rich Keeley Master Barber Shop at richkbarber.com. He is at Salon Loft on Kennedy Boulevard, right next door to McDonald's. When I tell you that he is the best in the Bay, I'm a man of my words. Now listen, we got to have a talk real quick. Anybody at the door? Because I want to let in everybody, because I want everybody to hear this inside info. Come on in. Hey, here's the thing. There's going to be weeks that he's booked up. There's going to be weeks that you're like, how am I going to get in? How am I going to get a haircut? I'm just going to go to the chain places that has hot women. Oh, yeah, those places really worked out. Hot women giving you haircuts. Whoa. Here's the thing. You might have to wait 4 days, but you can join the waiting list. And that moment that Rich Keeley gives you that fresh haircut, you're going to feel alive. So it's worth it. But he does have openings. Trust me. For all the info, richkbarber.com.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
This next clip defines the career of people that copy other people for any occupation. Radio DJ, bagger at Joel Osco in Chicago, anybody.
"My God, that's amazing. You are so talented." "Huh? Wait a second. Something's not right here. You were just making it look like you were playing. You're a phony. Hey, this guy's a great big phony. That's right. You're a big fat phony. Hey, you know who lives in this house? A great big phony! That's right, a phony lives here! A big fat phony! Wasn't gonna jump. You're a phony! Hey everybody, this guy's a great big phony!"
Happy hour. Happy hour.
All Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet that the other stations are tuned in to.
Good night, it's a no.
And for Simon Cowell, his latest no is 2 face fillers.
I've always hated him, even though he's entertaining on American Idol.
That's a big deal.
Simon reveals to UK outlet The Sun he saw a photo of himself prior to his Botox injection days.
Yeah.
And admits he didn't recognize himself.
Did you not recognize yourself when you banged your buddy's best friend on his boat? Or not? Did you recognize yourself when you banged your buddy's wife on your buddy's boat, a buddy boy?
Says, quote, there was a stage where I might have gone a bit too far.
Oh, you don't say. Simon Cowell going too far? It's never happened.
The former American Idol judge goes on to explain he looked, quote, like something out of a horror film.
That's what he looked like to me.
He would be a good villain.
That horror made his 8-year-old son, Eric, hysterical. Simon says he since said goodbye to his face fillers.
Well, you just know when the time's right.
And while...
Yeah, I'm sure you do. Like when you banged your buddy's wife. Oh, it's the right time!
While Simon is giving his face a bit of a break, he's doing the same for his body, too.
Oh,
fans
good.
May remember...
I was so worried about his body!
The America's Got Talent judge broke his back in August of 2020 while testing out an electric bike at his home in Malibu.
Yeah, he seems to be getting injured all the time. Maybe he's manifesting things because he's a douche.
Fast forward to 2022.
Watch me break my back tomorrow.
And another biking accident. This time, Simon breaking his arm.
It was that quick.
All right, so. He's not going to get face filler anymore. That's good to know. My life is now better.
Millions of Americans are facing another round of severe weather today. Overnight, a half dozen twisters tore through parts of Arkansas. And this,
oh, you whore, Mother Nature.
Video from the Fort Smith area, you can see a dark wall of sky and then that funnel cloud twirling below it in nearby Logan County.
I was talking to my girlfriend today and I told her, like, bad weather is cool to see, but man, when people die and people lose homes, not as cool. Watching it on the Weather Channel, ooh, that's cool. Storm chasers, there they are. But when people lose their lives, yeah, not as cool.
Storms left behind a trail of twisted metal and uprooted trees, and elsewhere, flooded roadways, stalled out cars, and it is not over. More storms could impact people from Texas to Ohio.
So I hope everybody's safe out there, because we are a nationwide podcast. Well, all podcasts are, but we get listens nationwide. So if you have bad weather, tell all your friends to tune on my podcast and I'll make you guys entertained. That was kind of sleazy, but hey, you got to do what you got to do, as they say in the first episode of Futurama.
Oh, happy Hot Topic!
What are Kourtney Kardashian and Travis Barker's wedding plans?
What?
A source spoke out to People about the couple's big day, revealing, quote, they don't want a big wedding.
Oh, I'm sure it's going to be such a small wedding, not premiered on Hulu.
Want an intimate ceremony and party for family and close friends.
Yeah.
Kourtney's family wants to be a part of it. The source also reveals that since it will be the reality star's first marriage, they want to, quote, throw her a bridal shower, a bachelorette party, and celebrate as much as possible.
What would you even do at a bachelorette party with the Kardashians? I mean, they've done it all.
The news comes after Kravis shocked fans with what appeared to be a wedding in Las Vegas on April 4th.
I bet the bachelor party, that was the proper way of saying it, for Travis Barker is going to be literally him just sitting around. He's like, guys, I have to act edgy all day and like a rock star. Can we just play Xbox tonight?
Last Wednesday,
and we'll hang out for 10 minutes at a strip club and be like, yeah, we're wild, and go home and play bingo.
Last Wednesday, the Poosh founder broke her silence about the situation, implying that they aren't legally husband and wife just yet.
Yeah.
Sharing a series of passionate photos from the whirlwind nuptials on Instagram, writing in part, quote, practice makes perfect.
Hell yeah. And they have a lot of practice. So does Travis.
After the couple packed on PDA at the 2022 Grammys on...
I mean, Travis has a lot of practice with crazy women. See his ex-wife? I wouldn't piss her off. Your tires get slashed. She's an angel.
Nuptials on Instagram, writing in part, quote, practice makes perfect. After the couple packed on PDA at the 2022 Grammys on April 3rd, the duo said I do around 1:45 a.m. last Monday.
Ah, it's a real snoozer. 856-49-HOPPY. Now, part two about them. Kim Kardashian dishes on the baby plans of Kourtney on The Ellen Show.
I think they definitely want to see what life would be like with a baby.
Yeah, but they would be like 70 when the kid's 24. No, thank you.
Kim Kardashian is rooting for a little baby Kravis.
Yeah, because you guys... Oh, Kravis, that's an awful... Oh, Kravis, I hate that name. Sounds like an STD. Courtney and Travis, their name sounding like an STD, that totally doesn't fit their personality.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy hour will be right back.
I'll spare you on the pain of hearing about that. Courtney might have a kid. Who cares? This following segment was brought to you by the most honorable, the most classy, and the most elegant guy. That might be the right word to use. Might not be. But who cares? In all the Bay Area, Amir Academy of Martial Arts at AmirAcademy.com. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 6 p.m. When I tell you that he is the best martial arts and the best boxing trainer in all the Bay Area, I am a man of my words. 2800 22nd Street North, and that's in St. Petersburg. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 6 p.m. For all the info on Amir Academy of Martial Arts, quite simply, AmirAcademy.com.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Other stations are tuned in too.
You know who's the worst? This asshole. Prince fucking Charles.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
Oh, we're royalty. Cool.
This situation is indeed dire.
What? The fact that Prince Andrew is a pedophile? Is that the dire situation, that he paid off the victims?
This situation is indeed dire.
Or that you guys were racist against Meghan Markle's baby? What was so dire, Prince Charles? Please relate to us peasants.
This situation is indeed dire.
What is it?
And the consequences of inaction and business as usual.
Covering up pedophilia?
Unimaginable.
What is it?
Prince Charles is speaking out about climate change.
Oh, goody.
The royal delivered a powerful message in a pre-recorded video for the Our Ocean Conference on Wednesday.
Man, they must not have internet in the royal family's house. Let's talk about climate change. Did you hear the economy crashed in 2008, bro?
Where he spoke about...
Probably not. They seem like they're in their own cubicle. That's why... in their own world. I don't know why I said cubicle. They wouldn't even know what a cubicle is. They've never worked a day in their life.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
So did he accept the divorce at first, like, really well, and then it kind of shifted?
I think we went off and on. You know, we went about 8 months without even speaking to each other.
Oh, that sounds like a good marriage. Kanye and Kim not talking for 8 months. Also, that sounds like a good marriage.
The beginning of the divorce.
For Kim Kardashian, it seems silence is golden, at least when it comes to her ongoing divorce from Kanye West.
So.
And then, you know, we started talking again, and I went to the Donda premiere. I mean, he would still see the kids and stuff. It just fit, you know, him and I just took a minute of not talking.
That is
and
a long minute.
I think it all in relationships, it'll be like that.
So I wonder if that'll be her and P. We will only find out. Speaking of pretentious sociopathic relationships.
These two are back in court again in a he said, she said battle with
Johnny Depp and Amber Heard
at stake.
She goes, yeah.
Amber seems crazy, but Johnny seems crazier. They just seem like, ugh, yuck.
She goes, yeah, he threw a phone at me and hit me. And I'm going, where? I don't see a cut, a bruise, swelling, redness.
Yeah.
That's Amber diligently taking notes today and smirking as Johnny listened intently to their former friend and neighbor brought to tears defending him.
Oh, I wonder how much he paid him for that performance.
It's not right.
It's not right. I don't really care, but he paid me $500,000 to speak for him.
What she did and what happened for so many people to get...
Why do you care, bro?
Get affected. It's insane.
It's insane.
Johnny beat me up really good.
I don't know what's worse acting, that or him playing a dumb pirate.
Affected. It's insane.
Johnny beat me up really good this time.
Yesterday, both exes appeared emotional as the jury heard Amber's graphic claims.
He ends up assaulting her and sexually assaults her.
The first witness, Johnny's sister, Christy, she booked the couple's travel and told the court she would reserve an extra hotel room for Johnny to escape when he and Amber fought Depp.
Oh, what a credible witness, his sibling. Oh, she's going to go up there and talk about all the problems Johnny has.
Looked solemn as she also testified about their abusive mother, explaining that Amber often triggered Johnny.
Oh, he got triggered about his past. So I'm going to be a scumbag. I'm done with that. I am done with people that had traumatic lives going, I'm just going to be an asshole my whole life because I had a shitty parent. No. You're being like your parent by doing that. You think you're being above your parent, but you're the same. Oh, I had such an awful upbringing. I'm going to make awful choices. Like, become an actor.
She called him an old fat man.
Amber's attorney repeatedly mentioned Depp's alleged substance abuse issues.
Yeah, he seems like he loves cocaine.
Showing text messages.
Stop drinking, stop coke, or stop pills.
No. He's hanging out with you. I would do that too.
You wrote those words to Mr. Depp, right?
I wrote those words.
And he brought up Johnny's friendship and matching tattoos with another star who denies his ex's abuse claims.
You'll hear evidence of drug binges with his good friend Marilyn Manson.
God, Johnny Depp and Marilyn Manson were friends. Oh, dear God. Pretentious!
He was hitting me hard and repeatedly.
Johnny says Amber's 2018 op-ed calling herself a domestic violence victim damaged his career.
You know what else damaged your career? That all the movies you made in the last 12 years sucked. You see, Deshaun Watson, the NFL quarterback with about 100 complaints of groping women, and he gets a job in Cleveland, which makes sense. But what I'm saying is, literally, he's a scumbag, and he gets a job. If you were that talented, people would have worked with you. Hollywood's not above you, bro. So this bad relationship you had with Amber Heard, that wasn't the reason you weren't getting movies. You weren't getting movies because you're irrelevant. Oh, but you were so good in the movie Blow in 2001. Oh, we should bow down to you and keep pretending that you were as good as you were then.
The Pirates of the Caribbean star claims he was dropped from the fifth sequel after the op-ed was published. He was also...
Whatever. There's five Pirates of the Caribbean. Oh, God. Speaking of someone that makes me go, oh, God. This cheating asshole.
Talk about a curveball. Alex Rodriguez wasn't expecting to take a swing at Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck's engagement on live TV.
I'm sure he was.
While covering the Boston Red Sox.
What are you going to talk about, baseball? Yawn!
Sox versus New York Yankees game over the weekend, A-Rod got trolled about his ex-fiance's new fiance. Quote, it's a great time in sports. Alex's co-host Michael K. began.
Yeah, so they're trying to do like the Manning cast by having that boring, popular, I'm not going to say he's not successful, Yankees announcer and talk show host Michael K. in New York on ESPN. Him and Alex Rodriguez are trying to do what the Manning cast is doing with Monday Night Football by doing like a talk show, you know, busting each other's balls. But the problem is Michael K. and Alex Rodriguez are not brothers that are two Hall of Fame players.
Before appearing to reference Jennifer and Ben's big news, which made headlines just days prior to the sporting event. Quote, you have a new Masters champion, the NBA playoffs are about to start, baseball's in full swing, people getting engaged, I mean it's a happy time in the world.
Not a good time Michael to be A-Rod.
Michael quit. The former baseball star laughed off his comment and...
That doesn't kill me inside. You literally cheated on her with some girl from that Southern Belle show. I don't feel bad for you. Oh, she was totally worth it. She talked in a cute Southern accent and didn't use teeth. Good for you.
And added, quote, happiness and world peace is what we're looking for.
Oh, when I think of world peace, I think of someone that cheated in baseball and cheats in relationships. You're a really good guy, Alex Rodriguez.
Alex and Jennifer got engaged back in 2019, but went their separate ways 2 years later in March 2021.
Yeah, that's how it goes.
Shortly after their breakup, J-Lo rekindled her romance with Ben nearly two decades after calling off their 2003 wedding.
So pretty much he got trolled by Michael K. Oh, that Michael K, that great personality of his.
Sam Asghari has had babies on the brain for a while.
I think he has money on the brain and being locked down to Britney. I mean, I'm not saying there's not a point in a life where a guy is like, oh my God, I want to have a kid. Because you definitely have that moment. Like every radio guy that's a shock jock goes, oh, once I saw the kid come out, my life changed. Or you'll have people like Big Cat from Barstool Sports, when he announced he was having a kid, he said he wasn't going to post pictures. And the line I remember was that he had a caveman attitude in his 20s that he didn't want kids, but then he wanted kids in his 30s. So I'm not saying a guy can't be really excited about having a kid. But the way they're explaining this with Sam Asghari, he had babies on his mind. Like, no, you had money on your mind and locking her down. Because no dude is like, oh my God, oh my God.
Sam Asghari has had babies on the brain for a while.
That's weird, man.
The BBC posted an interview with Sam on Monday that was conducted before Britney Spears' pregnancy announcement. And in the interview, he spoke about how having children is long overdue for him and his love, whose 13-year conservatorship was terminated in November 2021. I mean, this should have happened 3 years ago, to be honest with you. When you're in a relationship with someone that you're truly in love with, you want to recreate. And so this is something I want to do.
Weird, man.
The update was shared on Monday, the same day that Britney announced on Instagram that she and her fiancé are expecting their first child together.
They didn't wait till marriage.
Sam also shared his excitement on Instagram that same day, writing, quote, marriage and kids are a natural part of a strong relationship filled with love and respect.
All right, man. So is leeching off of her for attention.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
And you free Britney imbeciles aren't out of the... Never mind. I don't even know how to explain it. Everybody leeches off to Britney. Everybody.
Happy Hour will be right back.
Oh, yeah. This has been brought to you by RyanHoppyRadio.com. There has all the links to listen to Hoppy Radio on Stitcher, Spreaker, Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Odyssey, TuneIn, Deezer, all of them. Podbean. For all the info, search Hoppy Radio. I record for the hardworking average Joe and Jane that grind in life.
Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour.
You're calling me weak? Look at your little birdie arms. They're no thicker than a cigarette. I could smoke them little arms.
What a bitch.
Well, speaking of hell, if I wasn't so in control of my emotions, I might be inclined to say that's the sort of place you should consider... making a visit towards.
Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
What's going on with a Photoshop fail that Khloe Kardashian was a part of? Her whole body's Photoshopped at this point.
Girls, say hi! We're on the Dumbo ride!
This is True's first time to Disneyland!
What do you get for your fourth birthday when you're Khloe Kardashian's daughter?
More daddy issues.
There's way more pressure, but it's exciting.
A full day of fun at Disneyland with your cousins. That's what.
I think it works.
And get this, the reality star confirmed those Photoshop theories from December. But first, let's unpack True's special day.
All right, so there's a Photoshop fail and True had a good day at Disney. Whatever.
A stunning admission from the California woman who claimed she was kidnapped back in 2016. Sherry Papini has now admitted it was all a hoax, will plead guilty to lying to federal agents about the case, and Kaylee Hartung has the latest. Good morning, Kaylee.
I wonder if she'll serve any hard time. This mom accused of kidnapping hoax pleads guilty. You are such a loser if you are a part of a hoax, I swear.
Hey, good morning, George. This is a shocking reversal for Sherry Papini after she stood by her story from...
Of course she did. She's no different than Jussie Smollett.
More than 5 years.
You're a hack.
But facing trial for 35 felony counts, a plea deal was put on the table and she took it, reducing her potential jail time from a maximum of 25 years to no more than 14 months.
Oh, God, why is it? Oh, this is going to sound a little sexist. If a guy did this, they wouldn't... Oh, she's a mother. She has to be with her kids.
This morning, the California woman accused of staging her own kidnapping, torture, and seemingly miraculous escape in 2016, admitting it was all a hoax.
So are all your relationships. I'm sure your husband's so in love with you. Next on the Happy Hour.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
I want to go on a lot of vacations and fly, but then these videos make me not want to ever go on an airplane.
We got to get off this plane.
I don't want to be on this plane.
It's dangerous.
Mutiny among terrified passengers on board a JetBlue flight.
Relax. JetBlue's the best. I'm being serious.
We tried to land four times already.
You sat on the plane for this long.
It's dangerous. We're scared to fly. We want to get off.
Oh, I'm sure that's just going to help out the cause of all the manifestation and energy. We're going to die. Like, I feel like if you're trying to calm people down, I don't know.
They were coming home from vacation in Cancun to New York's JFK Airport in stormy weather, trying to land four times, each time aborted. This flight tracker shows the crazy path it took over New York City before giving up and diverting to Newark.
I just feel like if you're announcing, this is bad, this is bad, this is like, everyone's there, they're aware, dummy.
33 miles away. Many of the passengers were frightened and nauseous when they landed here in Newark and wanted to...
The worst part is that they landed in Newark.
...to get off the plane, but they were told they would have to wait until the weather cleared, then fly back to JFK.
That's even worse. That airport is awful.
That's when chaos erupted. What?
Please, I want to make a scene because I got a small dick and this is my moment.
One passenger led the revolt.
I don't care about JFK. It's our lives.
I don't want to go up.
It's our lives. I'm sorry.
Oh, shut up, dude. It's our lives. No, it's your moment to be the big man because at home you're whipped by your wife.
Obviously, it was...
Whatever. You know what this reminds me of? That scene from Meet the Parents. I have not watched this in 20 years.
Okay, where's the fire, huh? Yeah.
I'm sorry, sir. You're going to have to check that.
I got it.
No, I'm sorry. That bag won't fit.
I'm not checking my bag, okay?
Okay, there's no need to raise your voice, sir.
I'm not raising my voice. This would be raising my voice to you, okay? I don't want to check my bag, okay? And by the way, your airline, you suck at checking bags, okay? Because I already did that once and you lost it.
Sounds like current day, and this is from 2000.
And then I had everything screwed up very badly for me, okay?
Well, I can assure you that your bag will be placed safely below deck with the other luggage.
Oh, yeah? How do you know my bag will be safe below with the other luggage? Huh? Are you physically going to take my bag and put it beneath the plane? Are you going to go right now outside with the guys with the earmuffs and go put it in there?
No.
No? Okay, then shut your pie hole and listen to me when I say that I am finished with the checking of the bags conversation.
Sir, we have a policy on this airline that if a bag is this large...
Okay, you know what?
Take
a scrubby little pause.
Literally, whenever I bring baggage aboard an airplane, I always think of this scene.
Sir, we have a policy on this airline that if a bag is this large...
Okay, you know what?
Take
a scrubby little pause off of my bag, okay? It's not like I have a bomb in here. It's not like I want to blow up the plane.
Sir!
I just want to stow my bag according to your safety regulation.
Sir!
Hey,
sir!
If you would take a second and take a little sticks out of your head, clean out your ears, and maybe you would see that I'm a person who has feelings, and all I have to do is do what I want to do, and all I want to do is hold on to my bag and...
Man, this is very 2000, because they wouldn't be making bomb jokes in 02.
And not listen to you. And the only way that I would ever let go of my bag would be if you came over here right now and tried to pry it from my dead, lifeless fingers.
I can relate to that. 856-49-HAPPY-DAYS. 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me. Hey, Ryan Hoppy Radio. You can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. This has been brought to you, this show is about to end. It's been brought to you by Rich Keeley, Master Barbershop at richkbarber.com. When I tell you he's the best in the Bay, I'm a man of my words. I would not lie to you. I would not steer you in the wrong direction. He is at Salon Loft on West Shore Boulevard, right next door to McDonald's. richkbarber.com. Sign up. This has also been brought to you by westchaseprinting.com. FitSageFitness.com and AmirAcademy.com. Go to RyanHoppyRadio.com and it has all the links to Stitcher, TuneIn, Spreaker, Apple Music, Amazon Music, Spotify, Mixcloud, Odyssey, all the apps. Podbean, search up Hoppy Radio, HOPPE Radio, Mixcloud. Anything else to promote? My Snapchat, IG, and Twitter is at RyanHoppyRadio. You can add me on Facebook searching Ryan Hoppy. I guess you can like the fan page, but no one really uses fan pages anymore because of Facebook's shitty algorithms. You can like Happy Hour. Anything else? 856-49-HOPPY. You can leave me a voicemail, 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. I'm just prolonging this. Bye.
Happy Hour. Happy Hour.
Happy Hour is now over. Happy Hour is now over. Happy Hour is now.
And like that, he's gone.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.